This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today laid the foundation stone for the new Greenfield Airport in Kota, Rajasthan. In a video message on the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, "Whenever air connectivity expands in a region, it accelerates the pace of overall development in that area." He said the development of airports not only improves connectivity, but also promotes enterprise and tourism in nearby towns and cities. He said enhanced air connectivity leads to greater economic activity and opens new opportunities for growth.
Kota, aaj connectivity ke kshetra mein tezi se charon taraf jud raha hai, badh raha hai. Amrut Bharat Station Yojana ke tahat Kota ke dono pramukh railway stationon ko आधुनिक सुविधाओं से सुसज्जित किया जा रहा है बेहतर सड़क और रेल कनेक्टिविटी के कारण यहां नए उद्योग स्थापित हो रहे हैं विशेष रूप से एग्रो बेस्ड इंडस्ट्री के लिए यह क्षेत्र एक बड़ा केंद्र बनेगा रेल और सड़क के बाद हवाई कनेक्टिविटी का यह नया अध्याय कोटा के विकास को और गति देगा कोटा एयरपोर्ट पूरे हड़ौती क्षेत्र और आसपास के जिलों के लिए प्रगति के नए अवसर लेकर आएगा
Speaking on the occasion, Union Civil Aviation Minister Kinjarapu Rammohan Naidu said that work on the airport will be completed within 2 years and flight operations will begin soon after completion. Chief Minister of Rajasthan Bhajan Lal Sharma was also present on the occasion. Chief Election Commissioner Ganesh Kumar today said that pure electoral rolls are the bedrock of democracy and SIR of electoral rolls was conducted with the clear objective of ensuring that no eligible voter is excluded. Addressing a press conference after reviewing preparations for the upcoming Kerala Assembly elections in Kochi, he said democracy was not new to the state and that Kerala had taught democratic practices to many parts of the country. Mr. Kumar said there would be 30,471 polling stations across the state, including around 5,000 new ones, and 100% webcasting would be ensured. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today shared an article written by Union Minister Annapurna Devi highlighting the role of women in nation building. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that India's story has been shaped by the strength of its women, drawing from a rich historical legacy. He noted that the article underlines that care economy is an important foundation in India's journey towards becoming a developed nation. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today said the Mizoram Peace Accord ensured lasting peace and development in the state. Speaking at the 20th convocation ceremony of Mizoram University, the Vice President said Mizoram is now regarded as the most peaceful state in the country. He noted that the accord not only brought an end to conflict, but also laid the foundation for sustained development in the region. In Nepal, out of 165 constituencies, results have been declared from 55 constituencies. The counting of votes is going on in the remaining places. Rashtriya Swatantra Party, RSP, is leading in 76 constituencies under the first-past-the-post system. RSP has won 44 seats, Nepali Congress 6 and is leading in another 11 constituencies, UML has won 2 seats and is leading in 8, NCP has won 2 seats and is leading in 7, Sham Sanskriti Party is leading in 4 constituencies. In Pakistan, an anti-terrorism court today sentenced 47 Tehreek-e-Insaf leaders to 10 years imprisonment and a 5 lakh rupee fine each in absentia for vandalism and violence during the May 9, 2023 protest. The countrywide protest was launched by workers and leaders of the Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf following the arrest of former Premier and party founder Imran Khan in Islamabad. A group of protesters also tried to storm the general headquarters, the seat of the army chief in Rawalpindi, resulting in vandalism of the properties. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, defending champions India will lock horns with New Zealand in the summit clash at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad tomorrow. The match will start at 7 p.m. Railways has decided to run a special train from New Delhi to Ahmedabad in view of the ICC T20 World Cup final match. And with that, we end this news bulletin.